हरे कृष्ण। भक्ति इज नॉट सेंटिमेंटल और जजमेंटल, इट इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल। समटाइम्स व्हेन वी प्रैक्टिस भक्ति, भक्ति इन्वॉल्व्स द ऑफरिंग ऑफ आवर एंटायर बीइंग टू कृष्णा, आवर बॉडी, आवर ग्रॉस बॉडी, आवर सटल बॉडी एंड वी आर सेल्व द सोल्स। देर आर सेवरल प्लेसेज इन द भगवद गीता वेर कृष्णा सेज वी शुड ऑफर हिम आवर माइंड एंड इंटेलिजेंस, मई अर्पित मनोबुद्धिर, ही सेज दैट ऑफर योर माइंड एज वेल एज इंटेलिजेंस टू मी। यो मद भक्त सम प्रिय, सच अ डिवोटी इज वेरी डियर टू मी, कृष्णा सेज। नाउ द माइंड कैन ड्राइव अस टुवर्ड्स सेंटिमेंटैलिटी एंड द इंटेलिजेंस कैन ड्राइव अस टुवर्ड्स जजमेंटैलिटी। ऑफकोर्स द माइंड एंड इंटेलिजेंस बोथ नीड टू बी यूज इन भक्ति, बट इफ दे टेक कंट्रोल देन दे कैन कॉज डिस्ट्रैक्शन। सो वेन वी बिकम सेंटिमेंटल दैट एट दैट टाइम वी फोकस ऑन, वी आर ड्रिवन बाय आर इमोशंस। सो वैन वी फील हैप्पीनेस इन भक्ति, वी जम्प एंड डांस एंड इज अ बिग ब्राइट स्माइल ऑन आर फेस एंड वी बिकम एफ्यूजिव। बट वैन वी डोंट फील एनी हैप्पीनेस इन भक्ति, वी डोंट फील एनी टेस्ट, वी स्टार्ट फीलिंग ड्राई, देन वी बेसिकली गिव अप द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ भक्ति। वी थिंक ओके वॉट इज द यूज ऑफ डूइंग ऑल दिस, जस्ट लेट मी निगलेक्ट इट, जस्ट लेट मी गिव इट अप। And in that way, our bhakti becomes like a huge sine wave. You know, sometimes we are high up and sometimes we are way down in the dumps. And this is unsteady bhakti. And sometimes when we start feeling happiness at that time, we start thinking that, oh, I am a pure devotee, Krishna loves me and I love Krishna. And when we start feeling dry, we may think, does Krishna even exist? Why am I doing all this? Maybe I'm just wasting my time. So this sort of going up and down with the mind that prevents us from the practice of steady bhakti, and it is steady bhakti that purifies us. So we need to avoid sentimentality. Krishna talks about this. He says in 12.13, he says advaishta sarva bhutana maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankar samadukha sukha kshami. So samadukha sukha kshami, samadukha sukha. So this dukha sukha happiness and distress. It refers to not just material happiness and distress, because sometimes when we are sentimental, when material things go right for us, then we start saying Krishna is so wonderful. And when material things go wrong for us, we think Krishna doesn't exist also. Maybe Krishna doesn't exist. So samadukha sukha kshami. So both from the material perspective and from the devotional, from the spiritual, emotional perspective, we need to be equipoised. That way we can avoid being sentimental. Now be not judgmental also. What another problem in bhakti is that if we practice bhakti steadily, then we become judgmental. Oh, this is a loose devotee, this is a fallen materialist, this is a sinful person, and we look down on others from a judgmental high platform. Now this is also not the attitude of a devotee. As Krishna says, Advaishta Sarvabhutanam Maitraha Karuna Evacha. A devotee is a non-judgmental, is non-envious friend of all people. Now, we are not meant to judge others, we are meant to help others. You know, if we are busy, if our consciousness is consumed in judging others, then we have very little energy left to help them. Our mind is consumed in judging them, and then even if we externally seem to act like, even if we try to share spiritual knowledge with them, even if we try to help them by coming closer to Krishna, but still, that inner contempt if we have, that contempt will, if you're looking around others, that condescending, contemptuous attitude will come out, subtly or grossly, and it will alienate people. So whatever be their present condition or conditioning, we need to know that they are souls, and as souls they are parts of Krishna eternally, and we need to focus on that spiritual essence, and we need to spark whatever little kindle whatever spiritual spark they have and help it to grow towards the flame. So become a bright blazing flame that burns away their conditionings and enables their spiritual purity and potency to become manifested. So we need to avoid judgmentality also. So bhakti is transcendental. That means bhakti itself does not depend on anything material. If we are to practice bhakti, now if we go too much into the path of jnana using our intelligence, analyzing, oh, this is tamasic, this is sattvic, this is rajasic, this is sinful, this is that. Yes, we need to have some amount of discernment, which means that we understand that I am diseased and I don't want to become further infected by a disease. So I have to be careful to avoid infection. But we shouldn't put ourselves on a superior platform. So that is judgmentality. So bhakti is transcendental. That means we need to strive to ourselves strongly, deeply connect with Krishna through the practice of bhakti, and with that secure inner connection with Krishna, we can avoid both the pitfalls of sentimentality and judgmentality, and offer and become channels for offering Krishna's transcendental mercy to others, by which they can also come closer and closer to Krishna and relish transcendental bliss in bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.